With a great effort, Bill regained the mastery over his wandering thoughts and came awake again. This would never do. It would be fatal if he went to sleep. If he went to sleep. If he went to sleep. To sleep. And then, in an instant, he was intensely awake. Suppose Cayley never came at all? Suppose Cayley was so unsuspicious that, as soon as they had gone upstairs, he had dived down into the passage and set about his business? Suppose even now he was at the pond dropping into it that secret of his? Good heavens, what fools they had been! How could Antony have taken such a risk? "Put yourself in Cayley's place," he had said. But how was it possible? They weren't Cayley. Cayley was at the pond now. They would never know what he had dropped into it. Listen. Somebody at the door. He was asleep. Quite naturally now. Breathe a little more loudly, perhaps. He was asleep. The door was opening. He could feel it opening behind him. Good Lord! Suppose Cayley really was a murderer. Why, even now he might be... No, he mustn't think of that. If he thought of that, he would have to turn round. He mustn't turn round. He was asleep. Just peacefully asleep. But why didn't the door shut? Where was Cayley now? Just behind him? And in his hand? No, he mustn't think of that. He was asleep. But why didn't the door shut?